Governor Andrew Cuomo is issuing an executive order beginning on Friday to require every New Yorker out in public to wear masks when it's not possible to social distance. The governor says the virus claimed 752 lives Tuesday, but the rate of hospitalizations may have already peaked. Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt has the latest.
The governor says the order, which will be effective in 3 days, requires that all New Yorkers, when out in public, wear masks or scarves or bandanas that cover their nose and mouth when it's not possible to practice social distancing.
You're walking down the street, you're walking down the street alone, great. You're now at an intersection, and there are people in the intersection, and you're going to be in proximity to other people, put the mask on. Your right to go out for a walk in the park, go out for a walk because you need to get out of the house, the dog is getting on your nerves, fine. Don't infect me. You don't have a right to infect me.
He says for now there will be no civil penalties or fines for not wearing a mask, but he'll consider doing so if people don't comply. Cuomo also delivered some good news about the coronavirus Wednesday, saying that the rate of hospitalizations may be past the apex and on the decline, with 18,335 New Yorkers in the hospital on Tuesday. But he says the death toll at 752 on April 14th may be even higher, as the state will now be counting probable deaths from COVID-19. New York City began using the new CDC guidelines to include in their count those who may have died from the virus but did not go to a hospital. That put the city's death toll from the pandemic at over 10,000 people. Cuomo says the state will now be going back and recounting to include those who likely died from the coronavirus but did not go to a hospital or were unable to get a test. Cuomo says while he is eager to restart the economy, no one should expect that things will go back to the way they were before the pandemic. He says it will be a gradual reopening with many safety precautions. The governor says criteria will include how essential the business is and how high risk that business is for spreading of infection. He says companies can make adjustments to make their workplaces safer when they're allowed to reopen.
Some businesses can say, I can open tomorrow. In my business, I'll have all sorts of precautions. People will not be less than 6 feet apart, period. There will be no congregation of people. I won't do conferences. I won't do joint meetings. It's not the way my business operates. I can bring everybody back, put them at separate desks. They'll never be near each other. I have a very low risk of infection spread. Businesses can start to redesign their workplace to think that way.
But Cuomo says even a phased reopening won't be safe without more testing and contact tracing. He says there are lots of obstacles, including not enough testing equipment like swabs and vials. He says test kits are made by private companies and involve an international supply chain. The governor says only the federal government can bring testing to scale. The states can't do it on their own, and he urged the Trump administration to act. In the meantime, New York is seeking FDA approval for a finger prick test for antibodies. It could test up to 100,000 people a day. The governor says it will be prioritized for healthcare workers. But Cuomo says nothing will be truly safe until there's a vaccine, and that won't be for 12 to 18 months. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.